Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
Burn it up like a candle when life gets hard and too hot to handle. All you need is love in the boombox to make this world rock and bump to the rooftops.
We are young and we're free. The only thing that we need is a moment to be a little wrong. We were born to ignite, burn a hole in the sky. You and I, we will be forever young.
This one is for you tonight. We've already given you a huge one. Part one was the Vanderpump Rules episode 11, season 10 recap. And this is part two. This is Vanderpump Rules After Dark. That was like 2.5 hours. My voice is thrashed, but I've got a lot of Vanderpump related stories I have to get your hot little ears on. And listen, you can listen to both, one, neither. These are here for your enjoyment. We just ask that you listen to some ads and potentially purchase something for the, you know, just for the good of the show. But other than that, these these are my legacy. These are what I'm going to leave to the kids that I don't have behind. I'm going to leave these episodes to them. But we've got a lot to talk about, so we're going to get right into it. We got a bunch of stories. I got some questions from my Instagram audience that I said, you know what? Let me see if anybody has questions. So I'm excited to go through those. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was talking to Meditza about this and Sandra, who I work with, and how this all, the whole season started. Remember, we were on such a high just because we were so happy to have the show back. I was so happy. And the show premiered on Wednesday, and Thursday night, we did a Moment, which is a digital worldwide event. And Tom and Ariana were two of my guests. Tom had just flown back from Watch What Happens Live, and they were nice enough to do it. I painted my nails white because I was just in love with Sandoval. I was wearing eye makeup. I was doing the whole bit, and I keep meaning to play that for you guys, and I think I'm going to do that towards the end of this season, because I don't even, when I go back to listen to it, it's so dark to me, because I literally ask him, like, what are you guys doing after this? And Ariana's like, I'm staying here. And Tom's like, I'm going out to, like, Schwartz and, you know, and I was like, Oh, dude, like bad news bears. We find out later, too, and I think I'm the only one to have reported this so far, that Raquel was at that hotel that Sandoval was staying in New York during Watch What Happens Live, that first guest appearance he did with Schwartz, where Schwartz kept checking in on him. Also, Tom Schwartz now is still hands down my favorite Watch What Happens Live of this season. We had so many great ones. We had Katie and Danny Pellegrino. We had Jax and Brittany. We had Sheena and Michael Rapaport last night. But Schwartz, truly, that was magical television. I mean, that was truly magical television. It is truly, truly amazing. Andy Cohen gave advice to him off camera that night. He was talking about on his Radio Andy show, and he said, I told Tom that, you know, he was schooling Tom on interviews, and he said, listen, when I ask a question, don't feel the need to fill that space. You can, you know, like, you know, interviewers are scared of dead air. When I'm interviewing somebody, I'm like, I get so excited anyways, but also I'm trying to fill that space because you never want the person to feel like they're not doing well or they're not giving enough. And Schwartz was just talking. Like, Andy would be asking a question and Schwartz would answer it immediately instead of just saying like, oh, you know, I don't know so much about that. And then just being silent and pausing, because then Andy would have been forced to fill in that pause. And he said it's a good technique to use. And it really is. I geek out on host stuff like that. Howard Stern does this thing where I think it's so amazing. I didn't even realize it was a technique until he talked about it, was that sometimes he'll start the interview when they're sitting down and be like, oh, hey, come in. I was just, Paul Rudd, I was just talking about you the other day. And then what he'll do in the beginning of the interview, he'll say something of like, oh, didn't you grow up in Chicago? And Paul will be like, no, I actually grew up in Kansas. Like he'll say something that's a mistake so the guests can correct him. And he says it kind of puts them in a little bit of a power position and it makes them feel good. I like those little ins and outs. I geek out on that stuff so much. But I thought that was great. Is that it is true. As a host, you're trying to look to fill that dead air. And Schwartz was not letting there be any dead air. He was just vomiting from the mouth his truth. Oh, I'm just telling my truth, man. How are you guys doing? If you listen, I really work some demons out on the first part of So Bad It's Good. So now I get to be looser. I get to be more relaxed. And we're going to have a great time talking about these horrible, horrible, horrible people. Unfortunately, there is a whole show going on underneath the show. And that is the show that is their lives right now. We see a lot of it on Page Six or TMZ, which, by the way, my favorite TMZ reporter, Josh, they use somebody else for Sandoval this week. You know, Josh is my favorite. He's like, okay. Tom, is it true that like you slept with Raquel at your place? Okay. And so Sandoval's like, hindsight is 2020. And what that? Okay. Hindsight's 2020. Anyways, they use a new guy at the airport when Sandoval was going to the airport to his retreat, which we'll talk about as well. So where do we start? You know what? Let's start with good news, is that Ariana was at Coachella last weekend with a group of people, including Sheena and Dana and just a whole crew of people. And she was she had a little fling. She was with somebody that she, I think, has dated for about a month now. And I don't think it is insanely serious, but it looks like they had a great time at the Coachella Music Festival that I so dearly, dearly love. But this dude, from everybody that I heard from who was there, boots on the ground, they love this guy. They really say he is a great guy, and that's what you need. And it doesn't need to be anything more than whatever they want it to be right now. But I thought it was interesting. Oh, his name is Daniel Way or Y, W-A-I, and the dude is buff as hell. I saw somebody post a picture, and I'm like, gee, if I could just have one muscle. The guy looks like he has like 60 muscles. If I could just have one. I was like, damn, he lives in New York. But the big thing is everybody says he's a nice guy. Now, I want to talk about this thing that we do that I find very interesting, where I read some discourse where it was like, wow, she's moving on really quickly. I don't know. And I'm like, you don't have to know. Ariana didn't do anything fucking wrong, so she can literally do whatever she wants. And at this point, everybody should just kind of support her and shut up, because it's like, yeah, she wasn't the one that had a full-blown affair and lied to her partner for 8+ months. Who knows? Maybe it was longer. Who knows? But yeah, Ariana deserves a little fun. And like, if anybody's going to judge her for that, literally take that judgment, tone it down, and throw it right back over to Sandoval. Because she's doing things the right way. And she's allowed to have fun. But I thought that was great. It was cool seeing her there with a dude smiling. And also, we are grown up enough to know that that doesn't take away from the pain that Tom Sandoval has caused her, or the disrespect he showed in the life that they had built. Remember that the humans, we humans, I'm not one of them, but we humans have so many different emotions, and we are capable of so many different feelings. You can feel really happy and at the same time feel really sad. Sometimes those emotions will hit you 50 billion times in one day. Don't just see a photo and think that is the end, beginning, middle, and end of a story. We are way too complicated of creatures for that to ever be the case. But I want to point out once again, this is great because she's doing things in the right way. So I have no choice but to support and stan. Just like Billie Lee, she's supporting and standing. She has a heart big enough to love both. We're going to get into that. So where do we start here? If you like this podcast, let's start here. Rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It's a real quick, easy way to support the show. It costs you nothing unless you have a bad thumb and you can't click the 5-star. And if that's the case, maybe ask a friend to do it for you, but it's just a real quick thumb thing. I was on Till the Dirt, which is Mercedes and her husband, Tommy, their podcast on Monday, which I loved. Mercedes, of course, from Shaws of Sunset, had a blast. Check that out. That's a great podcast. And I'm also on Brav Bros. They're two dudes. We're just dudes, just talking dude stuff. I was on their podcast. That should be out today. Had a blast with those guys. And we talked Summer House, Jersey. So go support them. I think they have a live show in Philadelphia this week that you can go to if you live in Philly, or if you want to travel from New York, go support them there. I'm jealous. They're doing live shows already. I got to do a live show. Just take over for me. Just take over. Can we do an AI Ryan Bailey and just let him do all of it? Let's start at Miraval. Miraval, you guys, is a high class resort that it's like wellness retreats. It's supposed to be a very, very nice destination resort and spa with innovative programs and wellness specialists. They have many different locations: Arizona, the Berkshires, Dorinda, the Berkshires, they have one in Austin, but it is a wellness resort. And word got out that Tom Sandoval was going to be going to Miraval, that Rocky Raquel Rachella Ratchet was going to be there as well. I'd heard she had checked herself into a mental health facility and then was going to go to Miraval. It's very still hazy, but I was given, like I said, information from a source very much in the know that said she was going to go to Miraval and Tom was going to meet her there this week. Now, Miraval, all of a sudden this last weekend, was everybody was talking Miraval, all the Bravo accounts were going crazy, looking up all their, I mean, really, Miraval I knew because my ex it was a client of her boss's, and we almost got to go there for a weekend. And I remember going, oh yeah, it's a wellness retreat, but it's like a fancy hotel, you can drink there. And I was like, yeah, man, I'll do. I don't know even what happened with that. Oh, yeah, I think we split up. But I remember back then going, oh, wow, this place looks really nice. So the Miraval Resort, on their Instagram account, they literally put a photo of one of, I think, their bar area or something. And they put in the Instagram caption, like, this one's for you tonight. They literally put the theme song of Vanderpump Rules in the caption. And I was like, oh, that's pretty funny. They're like literally playing along because everybody's talking about them. Now, Tom Sandoval, on the other hand, did not find this amusing. He thought it was disgusting. And he made a post about this. And I don't know, like, I'm sure a lot of people are of very differing opinions on this, but let's read through what he says to Miraval Resort. He was going there, you guys, to try to find refuge. refuge there. So he writes, I am but beyond disappointed in Miraval Resorts and their decision to post to their Instagram account this weekend alluding to me staying there this week. They claim to be a refuge for wellness and betterment, but that is obviously false. They'd rather feed into the negativity and spectacle that has engulfed my life. God. Sorry, I'm just feeling rage bubble up inside me. In a continuous effort to be healthy and work on myself, I planned a trip to go there completely alone to try and find some peace. Miraval clearly isn't that place for that. Special shout out to the general manager who refuses to take any responsibility for the actions of his team, even though he considered the post in poor taste. Regardless of where you stand in all this, we all deserve the chance to work to be better. Sure. But also, and please, if you're listening around kids, maybe put the earmuffs on. Shut the fuck up. 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 Probably what happened was that he was given a free stay there. They probably jumped the gun and did the sponsored post without him or said, hey, we're getting a lot of attention from this. Let's capitalize on this. At this point, Tom Sandoval and the rest of those Vanderpump Rules kids know that everybody has their hand out at this point. Whether it be your own cast members making t-shirts, podcasts, all of this stuff, don't expect anybody to not make money off of you at this point. Period. The only reason you're butthurt too is because you can't really make money off of yourself because you are the architect of this whole hysterical hysteria. Period. Yes, we should all better ourselves. Some should say you should have done that 9 months ago instead of pulling the shit you did. Feed into the negativity. You created this negativity. They'd rather feed into the negativity and spectacle that has engulfed my life. Bro, you lit the match. You lit all of this on fire. You did. And if you could just shut your mouth for 1 second and stop crying, whether it be Howie Mandel, TMZ, your own Instagram post, dude, you did something wrong. You still don't seem to get it. And that's what I get even from the actual people involved, is that he still doesn't seem to get it. He still wants to try to, like, save his reputation, not realizing that, like, dude, you did something horrific. You can't seem to breathe. He's like, of course I did, but there's no buts here, man. And at this point, if you're getting anything free from anybody, expect them to also use you in return. If you really, like, listen, Katie even talked about in terms of dating her satchel guy, is that at first she was dating privately. She didn't put it out in front of anybody or the world or anything like that. It's like, Sandoval, there are ways to be quiet and to not be, to not have people post everything you do. But the thing is, you'd have to be quiet. You'd have to not go on Howie Mandel. You would have to stop posting in your Instagram stories. You'd have to stop smiling for every paparazzi shot that you get. Like, this is the thing that's infuriating. He does have a point, right? Miraval Resort should not post this. It's not kosher. But at this time, you've got to expect that nobody is going to honor you. And they already kind of pseudo write you off because of your own behavior. But you're right. But at the same time, go away for a second. Like, really, unplug. I don't need to see you, like, going and doing archery. I don't need to see you making your Fruit Loop necklaces with the jeweler that you love, Kyle Chan. I don't need to see. We don't need. Good. And if you need to depend on your friends, I don't think that's Billy Lee. What about your friends in St. Louis that you brought Raquel around 2 times? By the way, we found out from TMZ this week also, not only did he bring her there on December 28th and his mom refused to meet her at that time, thought it was not good because Ariana didn't know, but he then brought her over another time and the mom accidentally had a run-in with her. Now, the mom knew what she meant to Tom at the time, but no conversation was had about that. It was an accidental run-in from what TMZ reports. Also, it came out that they had code names in their phone. I believe it was Jamie, which then goes to show you if if Tom had a code name in the phone, he wasn't as open as he told Howie Mandel he was. He's like, Howie, I was like making it pretty obvious with Ariana. Like, yeah, of course, I put Rachelle's name in here as a completely different name, but Ariana should have been smart enough to realize that I was lying to her. It is so backwards thinking. And it's like, woe is me. It's like, dude, you step into this. Step into what you did. And I think that will truly set you free, because nobody has chose to do that yet. Even Schwartz can't take responsibility for his own behavior. I'm not even saying this for you. I'm saying this for me as well. Like, this is truly a cautionary tale to all of, because we, all of us dudes are like this. We're dumb as hell, just like this. This isn't good. It doesn't look good. And are we supposed to take pity on you? Go to another resort then. I'm assuming you weren't paying for this one, but maybe the one that you actually did go to, hopefully you paid for it so you could keep it quiet. And the place that you did go, if you really did want to seek refuge, why are you posting to your Instagram stories? I don't get that. You don't have to explain it to me, obviously, but I don't understand wanting quiet and self-reflection and then posting on your Instagram stories. Those two things are once again mixed messages. Just tell us, listen, I want to be as popular as I was before. I want all of the attention of posting things and having people say thumbs up. I want that. But I also want this all to stop. And I sincerely am a piece of shit in this situation. And I honestly am scared that I actually did this to somebody I love and care about. I don't know what I don't know why I did this. I don't know what it is. I was so fucking excited to have somebody else really, really like me. And it just messed my brain up so bad. Like, why can't we just be honest like that? But why do we have to feel bad for this dude? Life is long. You have all next year to feel bad for this guy. Let him sit in this. He does not seem to be aware of his own behavior still. And that's with therapy, supposedly. I was also, somebody shared a text message that somebody close to them where he offended this person. And then Sandoval texted this person and was like, hey, no, like I wanted to explain. Like he went into this long thing of like, you know me, man. I'm not like that. I'm so sorry that you took it that way. But you know me, I'm not like that. I'm like, dude, it's like it was like a different. I felt like I was a different planet reading it, because I'm like, once again, you're not looking at the main issue. The main issue is that you lied to everybody around. You had fooled everybody except for a handful of your, you know, out in the open, you know, what Schwartz said, an open secret, those people. But the rest of them really had no clue and really stood up for you when everybody was starting to make accusations, which we see in this show now. But I read this and I was like, whoa, this dude is like failing to, like, he just seems to conveniently forget. He's like, come on, you know I'm not like that. And it's like, no, dude, if anything, we think you're really like that because you did this horrific, horrific thing. Once again, it's not facing the actual issue. The text should have read, oh, I see why you would think this because I did this horrible thing to somebody that you love and I say I love. So that, of course, probably makes you even angrier and more willing to believe bad things about me. But that was just not in there. I was like, this is just wild. He potentially, anyways, so supposedly he's not there. Somebody gave me information that he was at the Miraval in the Berkshires, but I don't think he's there. Somebody said he's at this other Arizona place. He's somewhere. He's doing archery. He's fine. Rocky, Rachelle, Raquel, who knows? I mean, by the way, if I'm going to give props to anybody, it would be Rocky Rachel, because I have not heard her, you know, and thank God, like Howie Mandel's like, let me get Rachel on here. I want to talk to her. No, I'm really glad. I'm really glad because this show is going to keep airing. We're going to keep getting mad every week. And that's why Sandoval is such a dummy, because everything he said on Howie Mandel kind of proved to be like vague lies as well. You're like, oh, well, that can't be true. That can't be true. All of this stuff. So it's almost good that Rachel Raquel is not saying anymore. Like that TMZ interview at the nail salon didn't go that well. I'm assuming the reunion didn't go that well. And she is doing the right thing of just being quiet. Let the show speak for her. Let everything die down. It's going to be another month and a half. And in 3 months, you can get back to your regularly scheduled posting, your influencer stuff. I'm sure brands will still give you free stuff. It all goes on season 11, blah, 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 blah. But until then, don't whine about the respect and the love that you used to get is not there anymore. One of the saddest things I heard you, but I found it very sad. He was at Tom Tom, I believe, on Friday night. And he was there with Billy Lee. Billy Lee, of course, was on the show a couple of seasons ago. She was only one and done, one season and gone. And I know Ken and Lisa were there as well. The saddest thing I said was that I saw this post somebody sent me, and it said pretty much to the effect, it was like a daughter and a mom. And, you know, Sandoval came to the table and was like, "Do you want a picture?" And the daughter was like, "No, I'm okay." And like sat and like talked with them for a while. And, you know, it was all nice. And then Sandoval was like, at the end, he was like, "Come on, you want a picture?" And he took a picture and they posted the picture and he was all smiling and stuff. And I'm like, that's the Sandoval that Sandoval probably likes the most. That's really nice to people. Like, I've seen this dude be so nice to every fan that has come up to him. I will say that of him. And I'm sure he wants right back in that place of being able to inspire people, excite people. And it must really throw him off that, you know, he's seen people that potentially don't want photos with him at Tom Tom. And that must really make him sad. But also the Billy Lee of it all. Let's get into that. So Billy Lee is both of their friends. I will say I do know that. I was at Coachella last year and Billy Lee was one of them, both very friendly with Billy Lee. And I think they've been really supportive of her. But I will say that Ariana at the beginning of this was very clear with all of her friends saying, "Listen, I don't want to be around you if you are going to be around Tom. I'm going to make that clear boundary." And that's somebody that, once again, is not hiding this from anybody, right? She's not hiding anything. She's clearly stating what she needs for her own well-being. And people can either choose to do that or they don't have to. So Ariana goes to Coachella. And wouldn't you know, the first person that hangs out with Tom is Billy Lee. And Billy Lee hung out two nights, by the way, stayed one of the nights at Tom's house. And Tom, I mean, like, this is what I don't get too, is that Tom, why can't you just hang out with real friends that have nothing to do with the show? Do you have real friends that have nothing to do with the show? Because you're just, once again, it feels like you're trying to win some sort of battle that you're just not going to win. You're just not. And then it's like, once it, like, you think Miraval's using you or something. Well, I mean, let me posit a theory that I think a lot of these people are using you. I think potentially Billy Lee is using you. I don't even know if Billy Lee consciously thinks that, but it's like, dude, like, really? You know, there's paparazzi, like, paparazzi is camped out at his house every day at their house, you know, like, you know, that's going to be happening. So, Billy Lee, Tom Sandoval hanging out. And then this was on, posted everywhere. I think Page Six posted the picture first. But Kristen Doty jumps into it and calls out Billy Lee in an Instagram post. And I was like, oh shit, here we go. Here we go. Because I'm trying to find what she wrote here, but it seems like, Billy potentially was trying to play both sides of the situation. But Doty was like, no, I am not having that. That is ridiculous. And she wrote in this one post, I'm trying to find it here. Doty, I love this, Page Six. Billy Lee claps back at Kristen Doty. But Kristen Doty basically said in a comment, she was like, "Oh," as she cried at Ariana's house days after Ariana found out, "shaking my head," Doty commented on an Instagram post. Now, remember, Doty was over there the first night this all broke as well, on that Friday night. So she was there, which was even shocking for me to see, because I was like, oh shit, Doty's involved? Whoa, that is intense. And like Sandoval, all of like the ghosts of Christmas past just are lining up. And I will say that Doty made a good point that, you know, even in the show, the things that Sandoval said in regards to getting out of that relationship are eerily similar in what he said to Howie Mandel and things about getting out of this and where he was and his feelings at the time. So it seems like potentially Sandoval really hasn't learned much from everything that has gone down. Billy Lee had posted on one of Ariana's Instagram photos, "It's your happiness shining through for me," in a comment, Billy Lee said. Now, then Billy Lee gets involved from Kristen Doty's post and wrote, "At Kristen Doty, yeah, I was crying because they both are my family," Billy Lee commented on an Instagram post Monday. By the way, I love that really the new Bravo should buy Instagram because most of their show seems to happen on Instagram. And she writes, "It was sad and still is. What were you doing while I was crying, Kristen Doty? Literally taking selfies with everyone, including Ariana. Like, who does that? It felt like a funeral and you were taking selfies," she added. Ooh, intense. She writes, "Read the room. Your friendship is fake and performative," Billy Lee concluded. And this is all the while now, two nights in a row with Tom Sandoval. It seems like they're matching in both of these photos that I see. She's got a big shit-eating grin on her face, which I don't know what is super funny. Tom always looks thrilled to be photographed at all. So it really didn't do anything for me of like, ugh. And then this is the this is what she wrote. She wrote this in a Instagram post, her own. And by the way, Entertainment Tonight said that they gave Billy Lee gave them an exclusive. And I'm like, dude, if you are giving exclusives to any outlet, you are part of the problem just as much as anybody else. Defend it all you want, but you should never be making statements to Entertainment Tonight. I mean, like, really, that really kind of was like, oh, well, now I don't get a good feeling from Billy Lee. She writes in this Instagram post, "Tom and Ariana are my family. They have been there for me over the years, and I wouldn't be where I'm today without them. It saddens me that people are so fixated on picking a side. Both are human and are both hurting in their own ways. I'm allowed to be friends with one of my best friends who made a mistake while still holding him accountable and not commending what he did. Anything else is extremely immature. There is a world where you can support and be there for both parties, and that's the world I choose to live in. Ariana seems to be in a way better place. I'm so happy that she is moving on and Tom is really working hard on himself. I'll continue to love and support them unconditionally." And I think this was just, I'm sorry, this is horseshit. And you know, there's so many reasons why this is horseshit. You chose to hang out with Tom the minute Ariana leaves. Also, there's like a little bit of shade here in the Ariana seems to be in a way better place, which goes to my point earlier of like, are we punishing Ariana for having fun with a dude at a concert, doing it the right way? And also the Tom is really working hard on himself. Really? Because all I see is him like just showing up to places like TomTom and bitching on social media and making his little Fruit Loop necklaces. What Tom is really working hard on? Because he told you he is? Because you listened to the Howie Mandel interview? And also working hard on himself. We leave out Rachel completely. Also earlier on in this, if we're going to Da Vinci Code it, she writes, "It wouldn't be where I'm. Both are humans, and both are hurting on their own ways." Where is it? I'm trying to find it. I'm missing the line here where it's like he made a mistake. I'm like, it was a lot more than a mistake. But also, listen. At the end of the day, Ariana made a very clear statement of, if that's what you want, you can have that, but I don't feel comfortable being friends with you. So Ariana did unfollow Billy Lee on Monday, I believe. But like she told, like Billy Lee didn't check with Ariana about like hanging out with Tom. So if that's the world you choose to live in, remember that she had already warned you the world that she was living in for her mental health. Oh yeah, that's it. "I'm allowed to be friends with one of my best friends who made a mistake." Do you really, is this just a mistake? Like a mistake is I forgot to take a garbage can out when it was garbage day. I made a mistake. I wanted to get the trash out, but I didn't. This was a well-planned, orchestrated lie that went on for so long that lied to everybody involved. And this, I just feel like, is you trying to make yourself look cool and look, oh, wow. And like, to me, this is just really wildly disrespectful. Also, Sheena Shea unfollowed her. You know it's bad when Sheena unfollows. I don't know. I really, you know, I just think anybody, this is what I'm saying. All of their brains are mush. Like, stay out of it. Stay out of it. You think this was the good time? And also, if Tom was like begging you to hang out, that's weird because you have a connection to this cast. Like, you should even realize you're potentially being used. But at the same time, I have a feeling you kind of potentially were using him as well because it serves maybe your needs. Why are you giving any statements to Entertainment Tonight? Completely boggles my mind. Let's see. Yeah, that was that. And that kind of really lit me up. And I was like, wow, this is going to keep going. Now we have people that aren't even on the show anymore. Doty and Billy Lee fighting with each other. I mean, the fallout's going to continue because, you know, eventually they are going to have to come to some sort of agreement about season 11. Now on Watch What Happens Live with Sheena and Michael Rapaport, which, by the way, Andy, give me a shot, dude. I'm a straight man. I talk a little less smack than Michael, but I have better opinions. I really, honestly, give me a shot. Like, come on, just give me 2 minutes. I feel like it would be like me trying to rap in front of Kanye when he used to be like, you know, rookie rappers. Like, yo, just check out a few verses. Like, come on, Andy, just give me a few verses. Let me talk about Erica Jane, please. See if it works. I mean, listen, Michael Rapaport, we're very happy, you know, the straight community that you are our voice, but I feel like we could do a little bit more. Like, and yeah, it's Jerry O'Connell, Michael Rapaport. Let's broaden it. You know, let's broaden the horizons. Let's get a little Ryan Bailey in there. Maybe the Brav Bros. Like, there's only a handful of us straight dudes. Let us dip our beaks. let us get a taste, please. Please, Andy Cohen. Did you guys everybody going to BravoCon Vegas, November 5th, 4th, 5th, and 6th? It's going to be a blast. We're already talking and planning and all of that stuff. So I hope you guys are all going to be there. It's going to be amazing. Also, Jax and Brittany, remember, they are doing watch-alongs on Peacock. And I've got to say, I have not watched them yet, but I've heard a cup Mediza likes them. There was another person in the So Bad It's Good Facebook group that said they really like it. But I think it's so funny at the end of the day, because all I want to continually hear from Jax is, as a cheater, this is what Tom Sandoval is thinking. He really does have inside knowledge that nobody else has. And this whole, like, see, they're the real bad guys. And it's like, no, you guys were all bad guys. Like, there's no difference. You just potentially have gotten past that phase because you have a child and a marriage that is still, you know, and also you potentially have both of those things because you did get fired from the show. Don't be a rush to get back to something that was going to lead to the destruction of the things that you love. So that's why I always like, be careful what you wish for. And also the Jax and Brittany thing of like, we can finally tell you the secret project we were working on. No, guys, they just decided this like about a month ago that this was going to happen. This wasn't in the planning development stages. This was literally like, this is so popular right now. Can we get them to do watch-alongs? It's a cheap way. They were doing all this kind of stuff during pandemic too. It's cheap content and we will watch it. It's going to get more eyes on Peacock. So it's a genius marketing move, but it wasn't in the works for a long time. So, but I will say people do seem to really be enjoying it. So that is cool, but just be careful what you wish for. Season 11 is coming around, like Sheena Shea says, and she thinks, she's like, well, they'll film their scenes, we'll just film ours. And Andy's like, well, we got to figure it out. We always do. And Michael Rapaport was like, Andy, let me kiss your balls a little bit. What do you, Andy, at the end of the night, do you like worry about this stuff? Like, how are we going to get all these people to film? And Andy was like, dude, yeah, I worry about it every night. I worry about it. And I have two kids now and I worry about it every night. And I really believed him. And I love that side of Andy of like, yeah, man, I like people that are passionate about this stuff, that really try to like figure out the Legos of this. And how does this piece fit here? How are we going to have a successful show? There are so many hurt feelings right now that how do we make any sort of storyline that people are going to want to watch? Because this is just, our expectations are going to be through the roof. By the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, I went through the roof and I made this huge hand gesture that was so disgusting. Also, I said this at the end of the recap, but this Wednesday on Watch What Happens Live, we got DJ James Kennedy, and we have Tinks, the influencer Tinks, which, by the way, I made a joke, but it's true. Both of these people hate fat people. Tinks was the one that got I think she's still insanely popular and rich, but she was the one that got busted for all of her old tweets that were like making fun of fat people. She's like, fat people at Coachella, ew. And DJ James Kennedy hates fat people. So together, I think they're going to be a dynamic duo. But I am getting a little tiring of like influencer culture, where it's like, I don't think Tinks has her life figured out. And they're like, let me tell you what I think is going on with Scandoval. It's like, okay, whatever. We'll all watch and we'll all have a good time, but it's not going to top Schwartz's complete meltdown on live television. Okay, where are we at now? Sheena on Watch What Happens Live, like I said, there was a couple good pieces of information. She talked about the last time she was there, which that night she found out an hour later after recording about the Sandoval-Raquel relationship. She once again holds true to there was a shove, there was not a hit, and she did throw Rachel's phone. So she does admit to all of that. Like I said, Sheena is a lot of things, but I don't think Sheena is a bold-faced liar. I just don't. But she says, shame on Billie Lee. She also says, sorry, I don't think they're, you know, she's like, what about all the hatred and the vitriol towards Sandoval and Raquel? She's like, you know, like, listen, I don't feel bad right now. They did really horrible things. But I think that is part of the process that you have to go through to eventually heal whatever is going to be their future. And I genuinely think, listen, they're dumb as rocks, but I would think even from watching Raquel on this year's season, she seems so concerned with other people think of her. I just can't imagine she's super thrilled with Sandoval. I really like, that's who I'm kind of the most curious what their actual thoughts are. And I don't mean the bullshit that Sheena writes for her right now in talking heads and tells her what to say to Oliver. But I really want to know from Raquel's words, what was going through her head? How could she do the things she was doing? That's the part that I'm so confused about. I can't seem to understand it. You know, like, do you guys understand it? I can't get a reading on what she thinks and feels, like those canned statements that were released, you know, but like I said, smart that she is not talking about it. So let us go over some deleted scenes, never before seen scenes from last week's episode. There is one especially that I thought was really insane. Let's see if you can hear this. This is the scene in the pool, jacuzzi with Raquel, Ariana, and Sandoval.
I like the white sunglasses.
I'm just like
and
floating.
The mustache, floating with the pasties of
love. It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
So Ariana says, it looks like we're in a throuple on a romantic vacay. And at this point, it's like, it's so dark because, you know, the Sandoval and Raquel had already started doing weird things to each other's bodies. And it really makes you sad for Ariana because she's just having a good time drunk in Mexico in a jacuzzi. But, you know, I'm sorry. You know, this dude probably was like, I wonder if I could actually get them to touch each other. Like, you know, there was probably some thought of him like, well, why couldn't I be like that dude from Sister Wives? Why couldn't I? I deserve it. I work hard. That's just how dudes think. It's really, really sad. So I thought that scene was a never before scene that I thought was super, super gross. Let's see. Here's another one.
Vegas. She was not there for me during that time. You came twice. You gave me the best notes
and you made my performance better for the rest of my entire run.
Because I'm obsessed with Anthony.
That makes me so happy because he does the exact same thing. Yeah, at my pageant.
What I enjoy is the power stance, which is like...
You enjoy it.
I own this one.
It was like the best support system in the world.
Honestly, robbed of the crown.
It wasn't meant to be, honestly, because I wouldn't be acting the way that I am if I was Miss California.
That's true.
Okay, so we have to blame California for not making Raquel Rachel Miss California, and now she has unleashed on the men of California that were in relationships. Obviously, this is more Tom Sandoval's fault than hers, but that was at the Hibachi Grill at Sheena's wedding, and it was really dark because Sheena's talking about, like, Katie, I don't get it. Like, once again, not realizing Ariana trying to point out and be a good friend saying, like, listen, Katie's really hurt. And, you know, Sheena's like, no, I understand. I was married. I was divorced. Da, 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 da. And then it goes into stroking Tom Sandoval's ego, which he loves, and says that he gave Sheena great notes for her performance in the Las Vegas review she was in. And then Rocky Richel is like, he gave me notes on how to be a pageant queen. Is there something that this guy doesn't know? Like, he even can give advice on pageantry? Yes. Hell yes. Good for you, Tom Sandoval. But it's so dark because she was like, thank God, if I was Miss California, I wouldn't be acting the way I am now. And it's like, damn, that is so, I hate that so, so, so much. Now, here is a clip from next week's episode that you're going to see. Let's listen to
this. First official time meeting her. How's dating James? How's this group
it's
going?
Good. Like, if Raquel's good, then I don't see why anybody else, you know.
Yeah.
I know
no,
how
good.
It's gonna go, but like,
I see a lot of myself in you. I know that you're, like, happy in this relationship.
What happened?
Of course, you're gonna learn the lessons that you need to learn in your own time, and it's all good.
Katie and Satchel walk in, and the Dawn. Lala's the Dawn.
How y'all doing?
Dad, who brought the tent?
Hi, Sheesh.
It's a workout.
Hi, Christina. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Yeah. Maybe it's a little masochistic, but I ran through some hypothetical men I could see Katie dating, and Satchel wasn't one of them.
I'm Tom. Nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you.
What's up, Katie?
Hey.
How you doing?
What's going on?
Okay. You guys good?
She's out of the way. Should we put this one down, too?
I think I handled it really well, but I had a little moment, and it was just, like, flash right in front of me where I see him, like, waking up with Katie, and then Gordo and Butters are, like, snuggling in there with them, and it just breaks my f***ing heart. Yeah, have all the sex you want. That's fine, but don't bring the dog.
Don't bring the dogs into that sex. No, I get it. I understand, you know, but... Listen, that's what happens. And Schwartz, you did not have any thought about her and her wishes. So, you know, this is the pain of divorce, what this is happening. And also, can you believe Rocky Richel tells Allie of, like, you're going to have to learn your own lessons in regards to James? I'm like, girl, you are not better than anybody here. How dare you even think you are? Like, this is somebody... buying their own shit way too much, thinking their own shit doesn't stink. Like, you're going to dare give Allie, you know, like, Allie seems like she actually knows what's going on. You're currently cheating with Tom Sandoval, who is in a Fruit Loop necklace and a tank top over to the side. Also, the Dawn, I was hoping we would never see the Dawn again. Lala, the guy that made her squirt all over Lake Havasu, but he's back. So this is going, it's already seems like it's going to be a great episode. So that is what is to come. And now let's read some questions from you guys that I put up. What would you guys like to know? So let me get that up right now. Oh my God. Can you believe Bill Hader and Ali Wong are dating again? And I finished The Beef. Beef is like this new series on Netflix that I loved. 10 episodes, highly recommend it. You know, there's some issues with it, but we'll get into that on Monday. Let's see here. Let's go through people's questions. Teresa Navarro says, not really a question, but wanted you to know I appreciate you and your pod. You're awesome. Teresa, please start. No, thank you so much. That's really nice of you. The Duchess of Arbor says, Ariana asked about making embryos in September, way before February breakup, as Tom told Howie. The Duchess of Arbor, you are exactly right. That's why I'm saying things that we see in this. It was really not smart for him to do the Howie Mandel podcast for many reasons, but one of them being it all of a sudden pokes holes in the timeline he gave Howie, because we're seeing scenes on this show. It really makes it so much hazier, and it doesn't go in Tom's favor again. D. Alex says, why is Scum Devil at a resort with Rachel? For what? Listen, I don't know at this point. I think they canceled being together, or Raquel doesn't want to be a part of him right now. I do know he is at some sort of wellness resort, but he thinks he needs it. He thinks he deserves it. And listen, we all do deserve it. I just, like my issue that I've been saying, I just don't think it should be on social media. Keep that to yourself. Keep your healing to yourself. You kept this affair to yourself for so long. Please do the same with your own mental health. Why do we need to be in support of it? It only is about you, dude. And it seems like it's been about you for too long. The Duchess of Arbor also says, in Tom's perfect world, would he keep Rachel a secret and stay with Ariana to keep up the brand? That's a great question. And that's something I've thought about. I don't think he would have stayed with Ariana. I do believe he told Ariana a couple. I do know on February 16th, I think was the date that I was like, was that he did like, oh, you know, like maybe thought about breaking up and it didn't actually happen. But I do also know that he really was concerned about their brand. So it seems like if they even did break up, he was going to keep that on the down low from all of his projects and people, because he wanted to keep certain things going. I think he eventually would. See, I do think he was planning on breaking up with Ariana, because I do believe he is or was obsessed with Rocky Richel. And he saw that as his new life. It finally made him feel like a man again, as he was telling Howie in a certain way. But I think he thought he could work this all out and look like a genius and have everybody celebrate him for what he did. Like, I really think he was trying to work. It was messy, but he was like, if I go to the therapy, try to do that, if I do this, people will have to forgive me because I'm doing the right things technically. I don't ever have to let them know about Raquel. And then eventually I can just get with her and say, well, it started off as a friendship and now it's like this. You know, like, so I think he really did have this plan. I think now he probably feels bad about it when he's really thinking back, or maybe he doesn't yet and it's going to take him a while. But I think in his perfect world, he would have loved, you know. And listen, I was thinking about this in terms of my own self, in terms of my own divorce. I used to say this thing and I thought it was so profound at the time. I really did. I said, I wish there was like 10 of me so I could just leave one of me with my ex, you know, like I wish, you know, cause I knew that it wasn't working, after a certain point and we did all the therapy and I knew that I was like, I wish I could just have one of me over there that could stay or could, you know, like, and I thought that was so profound at the time. And now I just think it's like, oh, that's just a douchey thing to think of. Like, why would, like, no, if I don't want to be there, I don't be there. None of me should be there.
Folks, summer is just around the corner, so it's time to say goodbye to those jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. Now, I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, and luckily, I found Quince. Now, I have a lineup of timeless pieces I want that will keep me looking fresh year after year. I got a pair of tan shorts. I got a pair of green shorts. I cannot wait to style these for summer. And I got to tell you, the quality is great because Quince has all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman by partnering directly with top factories and passes that savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. So upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/sobad for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sobad to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/sobad.
We'll be back to the show in just one second, but now is my favorite part of the show when I get to talk about our sponsor. And this week we have a brand new sponsor, and I am so happy about this sponsor because I dig them so much. Their name is Quince. That's Q-U-I-N-C-E. and they have some of the coolest, classiest clothes that I've seen on any online store. I was like, are you kidding me? I finally get to dress like a champion? They say shopping for clothes is a compromise because it often feels like I have to choose between saving up for an expensive luxury piece, which I'm trying to do as I get older. And so far, I have just one really nice jacket. But you also then find yourself settling for cheap fast fashion items that won't last. But now, since I have elevated my closet with Quince, things are starting to take a turn. And I'm going to tell you about what I got in just one second because I am so over the moon. But I want to let you guys know I'm a guy, obviously, amazingly deep voice, but their women's clothes are incredible. I showed my sister last week in Arizona. Her and my niece Addison were in love with this. And she was like, can you get me a discount? And I was like, no, please buy something. It helps the show. Hopefully that's going to come through. But I'm telling you, if you go to the website, you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about immediately. So with Quince, I can get high quality, timeless pieces. You can get high quality, timeless pieces without paying that luxury price tag. Because let's not joke around. Money is scarce these days, and you got to spend it on pieces that are awesome, that are durable, that will last you, and that will never go out of style. Quince offers a range of must-have items like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater for only $50, 100% European linen pants for $40, luxurious mulberry silk skirts at $60, not to mention $50 Italian leather bags and 14 karat gold jewelry from $30. So all their prices are 50 to 80% less than similar luxury brands. And because Quince creates timeless classic styles that won't go out of fashion, you're going to have them in your closet forever. So this gets my complete personal endorsement. Now, you know what? You know that line in that movie, As Good As It Gets, with Jack Nicholson? He tells Helen Hunt, you make me want to be a better man. Quince makes me want to be a better dresser. You know, like I'm like, damn, I would look good in these potentially. It is time for upgrades. It's time for me to get back out there in the real world and not just sit behind a computer all day. And with Quince, I would be proud to be seen by people without my basketball shorts on. Now, these are the items I got from Quince. They came pretty much within a week of me ordering them, and they are awesome. Okay, so you want to hear what I got? I was able to get two things, and I got a double-brushed stretch overshirt jacket. It is like navy blue, and it's cool because it's like I like cover-ups, you know, just, you know, because I'm shy. But I love, like, you can wear it with a T-shirt. You can button it up, and it kind of looks like this cool shirt. But then if you unbutton it, kind of like almost like a thin jacket, and it just, like, the material is so, like, it just... It's really nice material, and you can tell it is very, very durable. That's not all, folks. You know your boy loves a jacket, right? Well, I got a jacket, and I am ecstatic with this. I'm trying to find the actual description of the jacket because you gotta hear about it. Okay, yeah. It's the 100% European linen blazer, also navy blue. This thing, European linen, folks. Your boy is worldwide. But I'm telling you, this thing is classy. Once again, you could wear it with a T-shirt. You could wear it with a light button-up. It is a perfect light jacket for summer that's like a little classy. You know, if I went to Buca di Beppo, Dorit's room, I think it's perfect to wear there or any kind of summer event where you need to be a little bit more upscale. And the price on this is the right price. Trust me. I am so thrilled that these guys are my sponsor, and I need you all to go and just look at the website, because I don't even think I have to sell you on it. I think the website will sell you on it, but I want everybody to get something. I mean, I think this is potentially a gift to you as well. But I will say, when I saw these, I got a little nervous because I was like, oh my God, these got to be really, really expensive. And then it turned out it was stuff that I could afford. And I was like, no way. Why have I ever been shopping elsewhere? And like they say, the price is a fraction of what you expect, and totally impressed with the quality. So I bet you're wondering how they do it. I was wondering how they do it. Now, Quince partners directly with top factories to cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings, you guessed it, on to you. And what's even better, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. That's very important. And premium eco-friendly fabrics and finishes. So you and I can feel good about getting high-quality items that last longer. Now, this is the most important part of this message. Shop with Quince today and discover the affordable luxury you deserve. Right now, go to quince.com/sobad and you're going to get free shipping. And you also have 365 days to return. 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/sobad, Q-U-I-N-C-E. That's free shipping, 365-day returns, quince.com/sobad. That is going to be in the show notes as well all week long. So you are going to be hearing about Quince all week long, folks, and I am actually happy to have you hear about it. So now, back to the show. I thought that was so like, oh, so poetic of like, and now I just thought it was just such a dick thing to even think of like, I just wanted to split my own self and dilute myself just to make everybody happy. I do that a lot in my own life. That's what I'm saying. Like, I learned things from these shows too, is that like, I thought that, you know, like, oh, if I give all of myself away, I don't have to deal with myself and everybody will be happy. And it just never works out that way. Sorry guys, I'm going into a dark place right now. Bigel Realtor says she probably can't legal discuss much. Oh, sorry. What is happening with Lala's custody case and Randall the reptile in general? She probably can't legally discuss much, but feel like the storyline totally got bulldozed. It really did get bulldozed. I agree with you on that. And I really thought since we brought it up with the LA Times article in the opening of the season, that that was the entrance point into continually being able to talk about Randall. Remember, these things get destroyed by bringing it into the light. Because Randall, no offense, is not a good person. He might be good and like, you know, he gave people jobs and he did this, but he's done a lot of really on the record bad things. I don't know him at all. I'm sure I would be charmed as hell if I did. I told you the one time he came into my acting school and he talked to like 80, 90 actors. It was him, Lala. I have video of this stuff and it was cracking up because I was such a fan of the show that I was remember just sending photos to people because I think he was wearing like Versace socks or something. And he was so charming. And I was like, I totally get it. So charming. But those kind of people really are. So you would love them. Like you would like, you know, you love Sandoval. You love Schwartz. These people are super charming. I do think Randall is way worse. I mean, if you're going to really judge bad things, which is so hard. But I think Randall is really, really a bad guy in terms of the breadth and the people and the money that are involved in his indiscretions and infidelities. I thought we were going to get more of that. And there probably is issues with legalities. I don't listen to Lala's podcast, but hopefully she talks about it on there a little bit. And I'm sure we'll hear more because I feel like eventually more stuff is going to come to light. But Randall, to his credit, has really managed to put a lid on bad stories about him all of a sudden. I thought it was interesting. I did get a tip from somebody that at an agency, they were doing a reading of one of his new scripts he was producing that John Travolta is going to be in. So the guy is still out there making very shitty movies, but it was cracking me up because all these people were wanting to be at the table read for it. And I'm like, it's so funny. It's like Billy Lee with like, people just want to be working and want money and want fame. They don't really seem to care who it's with. You know, we don't really usually make the right decisions for ourselves in life. We just kind of want to be famous and we want to be a part of it all, no matter who it's about. Like Harvey Weinstein was able to like run rampant in this town for decades. And now everybody's like, oh my God, I can't believe what happened. But it was always there. So I really want to hear more of Lala's story. Lala got very butthurt when I talked about that too on an Instagram post. And she thought she was like schooling me by putting me in her stories. But I got more messages of people agreeing with me than anything bad. I like Lala. Brissap says, do you think Schwartz will finally get his due? No more aw shucks guy. Aw shucks, man. Aw, bro. Well, you know, his due is
I don't know what his due is. I mean, is his due Schwartz and Sandy's closing down? Like I said, I think Schwartz and Sandy's will be very successful because everybody wants to be around Scandaball right now. I think long term, it's going to be very hard for that place, especially with the money they already put into it. It takes a long time to make money back on a bar. And long term, I don't think they've set themselves up very well. So I don't know. Will he get his due? Sometimes people don't get their due, but you realize they did over the course of a lifetime, you know? Like, who knows? We'll see. I think he fails upwards a lot. Like, he's on Winterhouse, and I know he got a lot of sympathy from the cast members there, I heard, including Kyle Cook. I also know I think he potentially is a part of a Fox reality series that's coming up. So he's doing good. It's just that can he keep that afloat for himself? And in terms of relationships, I think he's going to always be in rocky ones because he can't really be honest with them and what he wants. I don't know. I just hope he's never in a place again where he is actively cheating on somebody that he married. You know, I hope he's actually, and I really do believe that therapy would be good for him even more so than Sandoval, and that Schwartz and Sandy's isn't a good therapist for Schwartz. Katie Koo says, Katie Koo says, Sandoval grooming Raquel, real or editing? And then says, Katie, absolutely bossing it. Should Sheena apologize? Sheena should apologize, and I believe she did apologize on Watch What Happens Live. She says now, looking back at knowing what Katie was going through, she has a whole different thought process on it. And, of course, because of all the Scandaball stuff. And I think Sheena is really realizing she was. And, by the way, when Sheena was on here, I was even kind of telling her, come on, Sheena. You know why Katie is mad. Like, you know. Like, but Sheena was so about, you know, like, no. And I kind of liked Sheena standing up for herself because there's a lot of times she's been picked on, but I thought in this, she didn't have much of a leg to stand on. Sandoval grooming Raquel, real or editing? I mean, I don't know if grooming is the right word. Raquel is a 28-year-old woman. Sandoval is a 53-year-old man. You know, yeah, he's 41 or 42. No, I don't know about grooming. I do think that Sandoval subconsciously, I don't even know if it's consciously, wants people to follow everything that he says and does. And I think a lot of the times you want to, because he is that kind of force. And that's why I feel like it's so sad that that magic is gone right now for me personally, where I'm like, ah, no, no, thank you. But I don't know if that's called grooming. I think Raquel is an active participant in all of this. She knew, she's smart enough. And she, I mean, I really do think, listen, she's actively talking about cheating in these episodes while she was cheating. It's pretty dark. I mean, I think at the end of the day, it is a possibility for her to use as a tactic to get out of all of this of I was groomed, I was forced. And I would kind of maybe, if that does happen, if the day does happen that that's used as a PR excuse, I would question that a little bit and think like, well, remember, she was lying to Sheena, Brock, all of these people. By the way, also on Watch What Happens Live, Sheena was like, she was asked about, did Brock and Raquel hook up? And Sheena's like, no, but I did give Brock the third degree. And I even said, follow-up question, Brock. You know, like she was really, she goes, hey, listen, I love Brock and I trust him. But, you know, after this, who knows? I love that she said that because that's the honest truth is you just don't know. Like she's like, I don't think so. He's promised me no. I asked him 30 billion questions, but Sandoval did this and I didn't think that would happen either. And also what a dark, disturbing world they live in that Sheena was like, yeah, I would be fine being at 1 a.m. dancing with Sandoval at the Abbey when, you know, when Raquel and him got caught at the Abbey. She was like, yeah, that's totally normal. And in their world, it is totally normal. It's just in everybody else's world, it's not normal. And it's usually a sign of something bad. So we can't normalize that stuff. We're right to begin with, you guys. That's wild behavior, especially at this day and age. But I don't know. I don't know about grooming is the right word. I think there's something at play there. But I think Sandoval truly believes he's building up her esteem. I truly believe he's like, I see the real you. Robin OCC says, no question, just bless you for doing God's work. Robin, you're right. This is God's. This is exactly the work that God would do. I'm an extension of the Lord. This is exactly the way. I'm sure the Lord is so disappointed in me. Do you think Oliver was a decoy? No, I don't. But I do think Oliver was not a show plant, but this was a storyline. Remember, Oliver works at Vanderpump Paris. I do think that they potentially will want to use Oliver again. Maybe not anymore, because wrong place, wrong time in terms of this storyline. After Sandoval turned out to be a cheater, we're not necessarily going, woo, Oliver, another cheater, amazing. But I think they're having him around for a certain reason. Also, Garcelle. So I think there was this world that potentially he could come to VPR. I don't think that'll happen now. I don't think he was a decoy, but I do think it was a storyline. But I think it was one that Raquel participated in because he is a good-looking dude. He is cute, you know, but there are certain storylines that are encouraged, and this is one of them, because then you get the scene with Garcelle and Lisa like you did this week. You know, the real things are said, but, you know, like I always say, remember, they have call times, they get mic'd up, they know who the scene's going to be with. So I don't think a decoy, because I think Raquel still was hanging on to these things of what I'm doing with Sandoval isn't that bad because I'm potentially open to dating this person or this person up to a degree. And then I think it completely became everything was a decoy. I do think Schwartz was a decoy up to a point. I think even Schwartz didn't know he was a decoy, but then I think eventually he did find out. But I don't think they've ever told him he was a decoy. I think a lot of this was very planned out. Shabana 319 says, do you think that was Rachel's voice in Tom's stories? To tell you the truth, I don't know, because I don't watch Tom's stories. I blocked him and I blocked his phone number and I just blocked him across because I do know he's reaching out to people. And I don't think he would ever reach out to me. But just in case, I don't want to do that because I really wouldn't know what to say to the guy. And it would probably be still pretty bad. But I don't know. I'm actually Shabana 319. I got to write you back and find out what that is exactly, because now I'm really curious. Do you believe the threesome thruple theory? The threesome thruples theory, I believe, is there's two. There was a blind item saying that Schwartz and Sandoval have had multiple threesomes with people, including Raquel. I don't know, man. I don't know if I believe that. I mean, I believe Sandoval would be down for stuff like that. I don't think, I mean, Schwartz seems so pasty. Schwartz seems so, I don't know. I don't think that, but who knows? Like, if you're all single and ready to mingle, go for it. But if you have relationships, shut the fuck up and don't do it. And if you're meaning the thruple with Ariana, Tom and Raquel, no, I don't believe that at all. In fact, if that was even close to the truth, Howie Mandel would have gotten an earful. Like, Howie, the deal is we have a thruple and we all fuck each other. No, I don't believe that at all. I believe even in that scene that I just played you, that, you know, like Ariana was like, oh, this looks like a thruple. And she didn't seem jazzed about it. Also, from what we know right now, when did they first have sex? Heard different things. I've heard different things too, and I'm sure some of it's like trying. I heard it was before Sheena's wedding, and I do, you know, I have heard from a pretty good source that it was in a car outside of their house, and that's wild. Also, I believe it did happen at Sheena's wedding, the day of her marriage, which is just so dark. But I don't know. Listen, if I should have a calendar where I'm like, it can't be this day. It could it be this day? I don't know. If I do hear the exact day, like, Raquel, it's page 6. What day did you officially consummate the relationship? Katamilimiz says, have you watched the rewatch with Jax and Brittany? It's classic Jax, and I think I love it. See, this is somebody else saying they like it. I have not watched it. I will watch it, but sometimes I've got to just spread that stuff out. But I do hear it's good, so hats off. Jay to the Joy. Jessica, by the way, I love Jay to the Joy. She was on the first year of the pod. She's great. She's a brilliant comedian. And she actually had visited a while back and she went to Schwartz and Sandy's and I couldn't go. I'd messed up my knee pretty bad. I still have my knee, but I didn't get to see her. But they were going to go to Schwartz and Sandy's, but it was closed. And that was the week. It was that Thursday and Friday the scandal ball broke. And I believe they closed Schwartz and Sandy's that night because they were dealing with all of this stuff and they closed it to the public because all of this is starting to come out. So Jay Dutherdoy says, too lazy to screenshot, but was Schwartz wearing a bracelet that said Joe? The SNS Schwartz and Sandy table scene. It did look like that to me as well, but I don't know for sure, but it did look like that to me as well. And I just imagine if I were to put myself in a mind of a dumb guy, because I am a dumb guy, I would think, listen, I can't like actively call you my girlfriend, but what I'll do is I'll put a little nod to you in the scenes. Like I'm going to wear this bracelet that says Joe. And just when you see that, know I was thinking about you. Like I could see him pulling shit like that. Alice Koska Helm says, when are you doing another recap with Up and Adam? I love Up and Adam. Up and Adam one of YouTube's juggernauts. He has a podcast as well. We were talking about BravoCon. We're very excited. I think we're doing something there. He asked me last week and I couldn't do it. Too much insanity was going on. But anytime Adam asks, this is the first time I've said no. So hopefully he'll ask me again soon. But I love talking to that. And that dude has the best YouTube audience ever. Shmee J says, seen it, Lisa's with Tom and Tom. Was that Schwartz also angry for the position Sandoval put him in? Not in regards to Raquel. He was genuinely mad at Sandoval for not being on top of things in terms of their work. I talked about this in the first part, but Sandoval, literally, when I interviewed him, he was even pointing out, like, he's like, sometimes he just disappears and he wouldn't get back to Schwartz the way that he should have. And I believe he really was very absent in a lot of things in his life. I don't know if you can blame that on Raquel or ADD, but I think he was genuinely mad in that, because Schwartz does seem to be the person that wants everybody to get along. And I think Sandoval was really just not there how he should have been in the opening of Schwartz and Sandy's. Ann Suddy says, what does Sir stand for? Sexy Unique Restaurant, baby. Sexy Unique Restaurant. God, oh my God, there's so many of these. Oh my God. Oh, wow. Always Striving for the Better says, you've hinted Ariana is doing an interview soon. Can you give us a hint who it is with? I cannot give you a hint, but I'm sure you'll find out. I'm curious, though, and I don't know because I didn't ask if it's going to be after the reunion or before the reunion. Part of me is hoping after the reunion, just so Andy doesn't blow another gasket in terms of the Howie Mandel of it all. But I will say, you know, I don't want to say any more about that. The Red Velvet Studio says, it's so offensive to those who do seek mental health treatment, but why draw such attention to the resort? Yeah, I said the same thing earlier. Totally agree with this. Susanna Gray says, not VPR. No, they're going to, oh my goodness. I'm not going to answer that. The Red Velvet Studio also says, with the lie about self-admission to a wellness center revealed, why is Tom doubling down like this? Because he's Tom Sandoval. It just shows me that he has not learned his lesson yet. Werdner de Porvita. Oh, I love her. Says, I would love an in-depth review of Sir's Blackberry Cobbler. I do have to do that at some point. When I was an extra in a Vanderpump Rules scene many, many years ago, they give you free meal, but then the producer had me, it's like, oh, order a blackberry cobbler from Katie. So you see me ordering, and then those fuckers charge me for the blackberry cobbler. And I was like, why am I paying for that? I don't even like blackberry cobbler. I didn't even want to order this. You told me to order this. So Katie had somebody to order. Like, I've had multiple, I wrote this great article about being an extra in Sexy Unique Restaurant scenes. And I don't think the Dip ever published it, but I wrote it and I wrote it this great version and I have it saved for my book. And, it'll be a great thing. Those Aren't Pillows says, no question, except you look great, Ryan. Well, thank you, Mom. That's amazing. Bryn Turistine says, how do you feel about the name calling of whore? Listen, I don't feel good about it. No, it's obviously not the right thing to say to anybody. It's hard. I don't know. We don't really ever say the things in the right way at the right times when they come. And I don't think it's a great word, obviously. Also, I don't think it's a great word because then it distracts us from what we should be feeling about that person. Because then you're like, oh, why did you call her that? Like, you know, I understand it, but I would hope if I was in that situation, I would find a better word to say on national television. But I understand why it was used, but I don't love it. I don't. But I also say a lot of wild things. Lickama says you're hot. Lickama, you stop. Oh my God. Wow. Look at all the nice people today. What's Under My Needle says the very last bonus footage from last week with the pool discuss. I already discussed that. Any other details about Joe, you know, Bonnie St. Johnny says, I love Bonnie. I just know that really, that was always the way she was described to me, was very amped, very animated. I did hear nice things about her from somebody that I'm close with before all of this, but I also just heard, yeah, they were in some sort of relationship, period. There wasn't really ifs, ands, or buts. But I also think it was one of those things that Schwartz maybe might have been enjoying multiple people, and he was already in a bad cycle with Joe. But also Joe seemed like, you know, and even as a couple weeks ago was standing by Raquel, I think in Joe's mind, she truly, truly potentially was really into Schwartz. I don't know if she still is. I don't think that just goes away. But I don't think... I think maybe in her head, I was trying to imagine if I was her. In her head, she kind of fantasizes about the four of them being like two couples. I finally get Schwartz and he can hang out with Raquel Sandoval. You know, like, I just thought maybe she thought this was like giving her bonus points or something, if that makes sense. MKM say, any updates on Joe and Schwartz? Like I said, last week I had heard that Joe unfollowed Schwartz, but I don't follow Joe and I don't look at that. So I don't know if that is actually the case anymore, but that's what I heard last week. Kayla Geezy 69 says, I've torn my ACL 3 times and it fucking sucks. How are you doing? Are you getting surgery? I'm doing okay. It hurts every day. I went on an MRI on Saturday. I'm waiting for my doctor. Then I was supposed to hear from him today and I did not, which was frustrating with the next moves. So I'm praying that insurance, I don't have great insurance, but I need to get this taken care of because I really miss hiking and I'm gaining, like, I'm not trying to be like a weirdo, but I just am gaining so much weight as you get older. I breathe and I gain weight and it's a bummer. Like right now, it's hard for me to even, I don't like how I look. I don't know. It's a whole thing. Anyways, have you watched the Jackson Brittany? No, I have not. Not a question. Just sending you mental strength to get through the recap. Guys, I am on my last limbs right now. So thank you. The T-Button 83 says, what is up with Sandoval's stories? What is the purpose of posting all these pics of himself? I said the exact same thing earlier. I shut up with this. I don't want to see your journey. Like, honestly, like, make yourself private and like do it to close friends and close friends only. Who are you trying to do this for, dude? Amanda Mary Kay, who I love her. She has a beautiful family. Do you think Alf, AKA Randall, has reached out to Sandoval? Do I think he's reached out to Sandoval? There was that horrible rumor that Sandoval went and played pickleball with him, which I was like, guys, we can't. This is another thing that got me upset. It's like, we can't just be posting shit just to post shit, just to get attention. Like, no, he didn't do that. Come on. You know, Sandoval likes to do long, drawn out betrayals, not just going to play pickleball with Randall. And Randall, you know, I think even Sandoval was like, probably not, you know, probably not great to be hanging out with regardless, but especially right now. I think there's a world in which he might have reached out, but I also think maybe Randall has laid low because he still owes Jax money. Who knows? But that guy is sick. But also, I think Randall doesn't want anything to do with Lala potentially. Except for maybe getting her back for whatever. I don't know. I don't think he's reached out though. Kate P. Harm says, "How can Raquel act so self-righteous about Oliver and be doing the exact same thing?" Kate farmed. I'm right there with you. If you heard the first part of this, I lost it. So ridiculous. Pat Rice, do you really think production didn't know what was going on? Looks fishy to me. Of course it looks fishy to you. I think, like you said, there are suspicions that are brought up on the show and they always probably thought Sandoval is a weird guy. They've been with him for 10 seasons and they see Raquel's journey. I don't think they knew definitively. I think they might have had suspicions, but remember, this is a show that they're so used to cheating and all of this stuff. But I don't think they knew in the sense that they knew all of these specifics. I think there was a lot of hinting around it. I think also they couldn't actually be the ones to bust that out. But I don't think, but we'll see. We'll see. I was told too by members of production that they did not know. They knew about Joe being Schwartz's girlfriend because they were talking about like her not signing on my connection and they were bummed about that. But you know, I don't know. So I don't think they did. I really don't, because also if they did know, they're all, you know, that means they were actively withholding information from Ariana, which also then would make it very hard for Ariana, I would assume, to sign up for season 11, and it would be a betrayal of her as well. They've known her for a lot of seasons. And I think producer Jerry, who's doing a killer job this season, I think he should be celebrated up and down the streets. Really, even if this didn't happen, it is a stunning season in terms of the editing, the music, all of this stuff. So fast-paced, just so hitting on all levels. Producer Jerry coming back, awesome. But I don't think so, but we'll find out more. I think it was right place, right time, and this actually was happening. So all of these people, including DJ James Kennedy, didn't suspect Sandoval of anything. So I think production might have been the same way. Remember, everybody believed Jax when he was lying on production too that first season. There's a documentary about the making of it, and they all believed Jax did not cheat on Stassi with that girl in Vegas. And at the very end, he surprised everybody and was like, I did. And they were like, this dude told us to our face. I believed him. Remember, most people don't lie in life. So most people aren't expecting to be lied to. I am. But most people aren't. And most people are like kind of good people where they just believe you when you tell something. They assume that it's the truth. Crazy them. Do you think Allie saw more behavior at the Abbey than she told the girls? I don't think so. I think dancing in itself was pretty weird, I would imagine. And also, I think if she did see more, she would have told DJ James Kennedy, and he would have lost his fucking mind. Guys' night. That fat fuck Sandoval thinking he could dance at the Abbey. No, I don't think she saw more, because I think DJ James Kennedy would have lost his fucking mind. Please talk about Tom gaslighting Ariana in the scene at the home on their sofa. That's Wild X Life. I talked about in the first part. It was like him just trying to like, this is why you suck. And then her very calmly saying, Tom, I love you, da da da. And it just didn't work at all. Nicolina AC, I love her. Have that as an excuse to break up with her. These are all. Sandoval was irritated about the embryo talk. Do you think he was going to use that later as an excuse to break up with Ariana? But now that she was compromising on that issue, he didn't have that as an excuse to break up with her. Yeah, I said that in the first one. Like, so you're dead on. I believe exactly that was one of the tactics. As from an acting background, we call them tactics. Every human wants to get something from somebody else, and we have tactics on how to go about it. One tactic is, I'm going to be nice. If that doesn't work, I'm going to be mean. If that doesn't work, I'm going to be sad. You have all of these different tactics, and I believe Sandoval had a bunch of different ones to try to break up with Ariana. Okay, this JDFW says, do you think that's Raquel's voice laugh in Sandoval's archery video? So that must be what that other story thing was talking about. Listen, they're liars. So sure, if Sandoval says he's there alone, I don't trust him. So it sure as hell could be Raquel. And if she's fucking laughing, good for them. Good for them. More CMK says, I find it hard to believe they didn't re-edit, especially after last night's episode. Thoughts? I understand why you're saying that, but I was assured, even by Katie saying that they didn't really, even Katie was saying like, but remember, these are actual things that are happening. So it is eye-opening, but her talking about Oliver cheating, remember, like that, I don't think they knew, because in that moment, they would have pressed her harder on like, how bad do you think cheating is, Raquel? I just think it was like right place at the right time. And also remember, they always were going to include the stuff of people saying that Sandoval and Raquel was dancing. That was already in the show, right? So I really don't think they re-edited. I'm going to eventually press Jerry on this at some point. Yes, it's Erica says, just wanted you to know I love your podcast. I love you. A lot of people are just really nice about the podcast. Jay Mafalb says, when are you eating the onion? I reached over 5,000 subscribers on YouTube a while back, and I have to eat a raw onion. That's going to be with Meditza in Arizona. So I'm going to be back in Arizona, not this week, but the week after I give back our dog, after my ex gets back. And I will be back with my mom and me, and Meditza will be eating I'm going to be eating the raw onion. And just to give you, I hate raw onions. They scare me. So I said I would do this if I ever reached it, and we reached it. Now I have to eat a raw onion. So it's coming soon over on the Patreon. Pauline D, I love her. Is Ariana watching this season? I imagine it would be too painful. I don't think she is watching anymore, but I do know all of her friends watch it. And who knows, maybe she throws it on, but I don't think she is at this point. Did you know Allie was the initial Sandoval whistleblower? I think she was one of them, but I think there was a couple. A lot of questions about re-editing. Do you think we will find out anything more about Joe? Glad they finally addressed it. I don't know how much more we're going to find out about Joe, because from my understanding, even in the reunion, they didn't get to bring it up like it was going to be brought up, because everything was so focused on Sandoval. So in a way, Schwartz really, really lucked out in certain ways. What did you think about the scene with Schwartz saying, I love you, to Joe? Because they showed that in the never before seen stuff when Joe was like, bye. He's like, I love you, Joe. I think he was like being like quirky, like Schwartz quirky. But I think also he was trying to tell Joe that he has feelings for her. Carol Friel was Katie on to Tom. I think she's been on shows saying, like, I think she had suspicions, but I think she even was like, it's really, really crazy. Like, and she just doesn't like Sandoval anyways for so many reasons that we can all see why. But yeah, I don't think she knew, but listen, Katie, I really hope, I hope Katie will come on this show. She told me she would. I hope so. I hope as we get closer to the end of the season, I'm excited to talk to Katie at any time. So that will be one of the questions I ask her. But also, I'm sure it's pretty fucking annoying to have, not me personally, but like, yeah, we're all online talking about this stuff, including her relationship. And it's got to be cool when it's like a big influencer or like Nick Vile or Caitlin Bristow, you know. But listen, I'm the little engine that could. This show is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And that is really, really flipping awesome. And I don't want to put myself down in that sense. But I do know there is a difference between me and Nick Vile and not just t-shirt size. But I do believe that I will give a better interview than some of the other places. And I believe that is why, because of you guys, this show does keep reaching new heights. Some of the words just come out of my mouth and I'm like, you're ridiculous. So I have a list of questions to ask Katie. She is one of those people that I am dying to talk to. And listen, Katie, I dare you to come on. You can't handle it. You can't handle the truth, Katie. I swear to God, I'll be nice about Satchel, everything. Anyways, that's the end of this, you guys. Thank you. I don't know if this was helpful to you at all, but it was to me. And I hope you have a great weekend. We'll be back bright and early on Monday. I'll be over on the Patreon. There is no shortage of me, trust me. But I hope you guys have the best weekend ever. And also, 5-star podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you haven't rated it and reviewed it, I would appreciate it. And that is it. Oh, I'm done. What do I got? Like 4 hours of talking. We did it. It's 2 a.m. Have a great weekend. Betches.